Proverbs 8:22-24 says, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water." When I think of wisdom and as Jesus being wisdom incarnate, I just get the most amazing sense of love and appreciation for how wonderful our Lord and Savior is. And these verses in Proverbs 8 are among the clearest and the most informative verses about the everlasting nature of Jesus Christ. The Son and the Father are inseparably unified. They are perfect unity with the Holy Spirit. As Jesus said in John 10:30, "I and my Father are one." They are not the same. They are two persons, but they are one in unity of nature, purpose, and power, and in every other divine attribute. One God from everlasting. "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was." I just love those words. And my wife wrote a wonderful song several years ago with the title, "From Everlasting." She was just overwhelmed by the reality of the truth of these verses. And you can find that song in our hymns playlist on our website at bbfohio.com. And every time I hear that song, I'm reminded of this text. And every time I read this text, I'm reminded of her song that she wrote. Jesus is wisdom, set up from everlasting, from the beginning or ever the earth was. Or as the Apostle John put it when he penned these divinely inspired words in John 1:1-4, "In the beginning was the Word." The Word is capitalized because it's referring to Jesus. "And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Jesus is. Or as he said when rebuking the Pharisees in John 8:58, Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." People make the absurd claim that Jesus never himself claimed to be God. And when you read of the Lord speaking to Moses in Exodus 3:14, and he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, hath sent me unto you." That's Jesus speaking. He is the I am. Always has been, always will be, always is. Hebrews 13:8 plainly says, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." You could spend hours searching out the wonderful truths about our everlasting Savior. But these verses here in Proverbs 8 put it in such a practical terms. It's very clear imagery. "When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water." The fact is, everything in creation that we see and hear and taste and touch all came from the Word. And that's an amazing thing to consider when you study creation. You study matter, and you find that it's all based on information. The Word spoke everything into existence. A cosmic pea with all of the matter, the entire universe pressed into a subatomic sized egg, or whatever atheistic astronomers want to call it, didn't just appear and explode and produce life and us. Life didn't just spring from non-living matter. And that whole fairy tale is just a blasphemous, satanic lie against Jesus Christ, the creator of all things. So take time today to meditate on who Jesus is. And take time today and every day to learn more about our awesome God and Savior, Jesus Christ.